السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, those listening over receivers, and also tonight those listening over Radio Islam. The Hujjaj are returning, and a Naat Sharif would be appropriate. Just that this Naat Sharif was written by Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was of India. So therefore he says, Phir Hind se Taiba ki taraf jal tu jaye. May you go back to Makkah Sharif, may you go back to Medina Sharif. Phir Hind se, from India, may you go back very, very quickly, very soon to Medina Sharif. So we will say that may Allah Ta'ala take us from South Africa as soon as possible back again to the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The enjoyment of standing at the Rosa Mubarak and reading Salat and Salam cannot be expressed in words. Nevertheless, before we commence with the zikr, this is a majlis of zikr, and this is also zikr, Naat Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the remembrance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, his muasharat, his dealings, his character, every aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, that is also zikr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's zikr cannot be complete without belief in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's risalat. Tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, cannot be completed without belief in the risalat of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prophethood of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that too, not just prophethood, that he was the last, the final messenger of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That no Nabi came after him and no one will come after him. And as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is going to come down, he is not going to be a new Nabi. And he will also follow the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sharte tawheed kamil yehi hai, آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے آپ کا عشق ہو قلب و جان میں. گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہ و فغاں میں. گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہ و فغاں میں. So the shart of tawheed is that the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, condition for tawheed is that the ishq, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be in the heart. And the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands ittiba, obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just lip service love is not sufficient. So let us listen to Iman ki lazzat tujhe Allah chakhaye. دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے. May Allah Ta'ala show you once again the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala take you again to Madina Tayyiba. May your eyes once again see the green dome. May it see the masjid of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May it see the Riyazul Jannah. May it see the mountains of Uhud. May it see the Rosa of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala take you speedily again. And we make dua for ourselves too. Allah Ta'ala take us.
دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے.
May the sounds of labbaik ring in your ears again. Those who have been for Hajj, especially after people have put on their ihram on the 8th of Zilhijjah, the millions of people all heading in the same direction with only one call, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, Innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. The sad part and the unfortunate part of our labbaik is this, that on the one hand we seem to be assuring or guaranteeing or pledging that, oh Allah, we are here now, we are present, we have answered your call, we have come from distant places, we have made tawbah and istighfar from all sins, and we want to submit ourselves totally, just as in the masail of Hajj we will be submitting ourselves. So we want to submit our total lives. But then after saying labbaik, labbaik, we straight away start sinning. The person starts looking around and casting lustful glances at the women that come from different parts of the world, the pretty women. Now the person after labbaik also is engaging in that. After labbaik is engaging in ghibat. Far away from home, what else to do now? So ghibat of everybody and every person that you can think of. Those things which we are supposed to leave behind at home, we take it with us to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. So the person engages in sins of the eyes, of the ears, of the tongue, of the heart and mind, even in those Mubarak places. Many a times people carry such kind of things in Arafat and Mina and in Muzdalifa, which shocks a person. How many people have been seen to be reading newspapers in Mina and Arafat, which have pictures of women, film actors, film actresses. The pages are filled with those pictures, as if the person could not even go on a diet for 3 days from the reading of those newspapers. Which business was the person missing out on? There is a need sometimes to read the newspapers to catch up with some news of what's happening around the world. But the thing that they should be doing there was catching up on istighfar and tawbah, which they missed out. Things will carry on happening around the world. Find out from somebody if it is necessary. But there the person should be concerned about his akhirah. In just a few days it was like hospitalization. In the hospital, a person sometimes does without newspapers and TV and everything else. Couple days, he's unconscious, he's in a coma. Or he just cannot read. He cannot listen. So how he goes without it? So to carry such kind of papers and go and sit down in the tents there, and then the person is reading and everybody is watching those dirty pictures. Now where will Rahmat's angel come there? As Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi states on one occasion when they were there in Hajj, some years ago, says just a few minutes before sunset on the plains of Arafat, 10-15 minutes before sunset, Hazrat Maulana Shah Rashid Ahmad Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi or Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, these great Muzruks were there. So someone said, quickly, quickly put your luggage inside the bus and get ready to move as soon as the sun sets. So they were very surprised that this is the time now for dua and for istighfar and for tawbah. And we have been always educated that that is the time that you should spend in ibadat and dua. And here these people, the waliullahs that we consider, they are saying, sit down in the bus and get ready. So he says, as soon as we all got into the bus, within a few minutes after that, there was such a storm. The tents began flying and everything was just going crazy. And the people, if they really made istighfar and tawbah, it was after that. Those few minutes that were still left for wukuf of Arafat, is if they really made tawbah and if they really teared and if they really made istighfar and asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and for protection, it was at that time when there was a terrible storm and yet there was no sign of it. So now this does not mean that he's got ilm-e ghaib. Just now people say that we are saying that he had ilm-e ghaib. It was kashf. The awliya, the siddiqeen, they have sometime kashf. It's not necessary that every time the kashf is correct. But here it was his kashf that we can see with our eyes certain things and they can see with their eyes certain things which we cannot see. Under the microscope you can see many things which our naked eyes cannot see. So when they made some investigation that what was the cause, they said many, many tents, that was the time when the radios, the small ones, they used to call them transistor radios, the portable ones, they had just come into Makkah Sharif in abundance. And people were buying plenty of them to take home. Those days that was like a gift that was appreciated by people that you brought a radio from there. If somebody brought a radio from there. So it says people had taken that and to pass time in Arafat, they were listening to music in Arafat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must make our niyats correct and our hajj Allah Ta'ala must make maqbool and mabroor. So he says, labbaik ki kano mein sada phir tere aaye. May the ringing, may the sounds of labbaik ring again in your ears. And may Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give you the jam of muhabbat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give you the drink of his love. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give the drink of his muhabbat, of the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what the person really goes there for.
Darbare nabi phir tujhe Allah dikhaye, پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے, لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے, ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے, اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے, دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے, پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے.
May Allah تبارک و تعالی protect you, he says, from shirk, from bid'at, from all sins, major, minor. Many a times out of ignorance we indulge in certain kinds of sins, and sometimes deliberately we indulge. So many actions that people undertake even in Hajj, which are not approved by the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They do not have that stamp of authenticity. That note is a counterfeit note, so it will not be accepted no matter how much it shines and glitters. It has to be according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. They say, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect you from shirk, from bid'at, from sins, from vices, from evils, from haram. And all your life now, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you the courage, the himmat, the tawfiq of following the footsteps of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of practicing upon the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے, پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے, لبیک کی کانوں میں صدا پھر تیرے آئے, ساقی تجھے پھر جام محبت کے پلائے, اللہ تجھے شرک سے بدعت سے بچائے, تا عمر تجھے سنت نبوی پہ چلائے.
نقش قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے, Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. If you follow the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then it takes you to Jannat. And the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it connects you with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It brings you the love of Allah ta'ala. You become the mehboob of Allah ta'ala. The beloved of Allah ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ.
ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے, ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے, دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے.
May Allah تعالیٰ give you the taste of ایمان. ایمان has also got a taste. ایمان has also got a taste. The person who is pleased with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as his Rabb. Man radiya billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyyum wa rasoola. The person who is happy with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as his Rabb, with Islam as his deen, and with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his Nabi and Rasul. Now when the person is happy, it means he's going to make it tiba. So then he will get the taste of Iman. Yes, taste of the Iman. Many, many, many times. 100 and plenty is also not sufficient now. Where you have heard that what is sugarcane? It is bamboo sticks. Outwardly sugarcane looks like nothing but bamboo sticks. But it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who puts sweetness into that stick, into cane. Sweetness. And how much of sugarcane has been planted around the world from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Billions and billions and billions of tons of sugar has been used. Now who is it that puts sweetness into stick? Sweetness, which sweetens all our things. If you dig the ground there and you taste the sand, you will never get any sweetness. So you think Allah Ta'ala cannot put the sweetness of Iman into the heart of a person. And as far as Zikrullah is concerned, how many people have had experience and even up till now are having experience and in future will keep on having experience that the saliva actually turns sweet with Zikrullah sometimes. It really turns sweet. In the month of Ramadan, I asked the question that which sharbat is that which you can drink whilst you are fasting, but it is not going to break your fast? Which sharbat is that? Which cold drink or which juice is that? That you can drink whilst you are fasting, but it will not break your fast. So the person looked very surprised. And I said, that is that sweetness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in the saliva when the person is making zikr with really ikhlas, sincerity. And the person is also pious and righteous and he's got that taluk with Allah Ta'ala. Then the sweetness of his saliva. Now when he's going to swallow his saliva, it is as if he's drinking sweetened juice, but it won't break his fast. So if that can happen to the saliva, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can give that sweetness. This is not a fantasy world, as I always say, we are talking about. It's a reality. There's haqiqat in it. So he says, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you the lazzat, this taste of Iman. And may Allah ta'ala make you such an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Makes you go mad in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because when the person will go madly in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will find it extremely easy to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Love is something that moves mountains. But people are using that precious commodity of love in all wrong places, haram places. And it's bringing nothing but disaster in their lives. Every day we deal with cases of depression and of all kinds of problems because this great and precious commodity of love, they've given it to pretty faces. So he said, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make you diwana of the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the person will go mad in that love, then he won't have to go into the asylum. He won't have to end up in the asylum. That love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it will bring life into that person. That person will become more intelligent. In that madness, the person will become more intelligent. He will enjoy the ni'mats of both worlds. We are not talking about the person that goes completely off. We're talking about the person who has got ishq of that to that extent that he is obeying Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give you that because you are coming from such a mubarak place. You have spent so much of time in Madina Sharif. Now may Allah ta'ala give you that ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And for us also who are sitting here, it doesn't mean it's only for them. We are asking for ourselves too. That even if the person cannot go there and he hasn't been there, but he is not excused from following Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or having love for Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So may Allah ta'ala bless us also with that kind of ishq, make us diwana. ایمان کی لذت تجھے اللہ چکھائے، دیوانہ تجھے عشق محمد کا بنائے، دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے، پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے۔ ہے میری دعا اب تیرا مقصود بر آئے، زمزم سے تیری پیاس کو اللہ بجھائے، زمزم سے تیری پیاس کو اللہ بجھائے۔ It is our dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make you attain your objectives, your goals in life. And your thirst may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala quench with the water of zamzam. The water of zamzam is no ordinary water. But this is not a bayan of hajj.
پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر، پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر، کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے، پھر گنبد خضرا کا ہو دیدار میسر، کعبہ تجھے پھر اپنے کلیجے سے لگائے، دربار نبی پھر تجھے اللہ دکھائے، پھر ہند سے طیبہ کی طرف جلد تو جائے۔
May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us all. And if the person is not there, he cannot go there, but he makes it tiba, he follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he obeys Allah ta'ala, then he is there. And the person who is there but is not obeying Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, then he is not there. He can be at the Kaaba Sharif. Sometimes a person is at the Multazam but he's not there. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make the Hajj maqbool, mabroor of everyone that has been there. And may Allah Ta'ala give us a share in all the du'as that they made there for us, and an acceptance of those du'as. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect them and protect us. Now the time is running out, so we won't have any bayan today. Tonight, let's have some zikrullah.
Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے۔ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے، عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے۔ اللہ جل جلالہ، لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ 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 اللہ
دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیدھر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں
کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں، میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں، یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا راحم المساكين، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, my most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most generous Allah, most kind Allah, most kind Allah, most beautiful Allah, most beneficent Allah, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are once again acknowledging our sins. Ya Allah, we are confessing before you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You dearly love those who extend their begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, the more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. If we don't beg of you, you become annoyed and displeased. Ya Allah, you yourself have commanded us to beg of you. Ya Allah, in the Quran Sharif, you have asked us to beg of you. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, وَقَالُ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. We are supplicating. We are begging. Ya Allah, you are listening to us. Ya Allah, you are seeing us. Ya Allah, you are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, we are not extending our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. Ya Allah, we are begging of you. All treasures lie with you. Our life in your control. Our sight in your control. Our hearing in your control. Our speech in your control. Our heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, all in your control. The ground on which we walk in your control. Ya Allah, the buildings in which we live in your control. Ya Allah, if you order the ground to shake beneath our feet, no power of the world can stop it from shaking. Ya Allah, everything belongs to you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are expressing remorse and regret and shame over our actions and deeds that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. My beloved Allah, how much of haram we have indulged in.
How much of haram we have seen with our eyes. How much of haram we have heard with our ears. How much of haram we have spoken with our tongues. How much of haram we have touched with our hands. How much of haram places we have walked with our feet. But my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you, we are ashamed. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai. Hum badkar hai, hum mujrim hai, hum khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Whatever we may be, my Allah, we are your slaves. We are your slaves, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, no one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands before you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Have mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses, the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay vere Allah, hamari girift aur pakad mat farma. Don't seize us on account of our actions and our deeds. Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of maghfirat, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy because of our sins, where else do we go, my beloved Allah? Oh, my beloved Allah, where do we go? Which other home is there in which we can go and seek forgiveness? Ya Allah, which other Allah do we have that we can extend our begging bowls and seek forgiveness? Ya Allah, tere siwa koi maabood nahi, tere siwa koi maqsood nahi, tere siwa koi masjood nahi. There is no Allah besides you. Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. But if you have to reject us, where do we go, by Allah? Where do we go? Ya Allah, we will face nothing but destruction in our lives. Ya Allah, destruction in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Oh, my Rahim Allah. You don't like giving punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. Therefore you have declared in the Quran Sharif, my beloved Allah, that those who make Tawbah, you love them. My beloved Allah, therefore we are making Tawbah from all our sins. You have declared, Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. Sins of our eyes, forgive them. Sins of our ears, forgive them. Sins of our tongues, forgive them. Sins of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind, oh my beloved Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, hum bikhari hai. Ya Allah, tere saamne apne gande haath phailaye ho. My beloved Allah, our hearts have become dirty and filthy. All kinds of impurities in our hearts. Jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance, envy. Evil passions and desires, my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? But who is there to purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. My beloved Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of ibadat, with the noor of zikr, with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of hajj and umrahs. Oh my beloved Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of service to mankind. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are sick and ailing, my beloved Allah. We are suffering from physical ailments and spiritual diseases. There are many of our parents, brothers, sisters, family members who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. Ya Allah, wherever they are sick, Ya Allah, give them complete shifa from their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who have gone for hajj and haven't returned as yet, Ya Allah, make them return safely to their homes. Those who have returned, Ya Allah, bless them with maqbool hajj, mabroor hajj. Ya Allah, accept all their tawaf, ziyarat, ibadat, their mina, arafat and muzdalifa, arkan and ahkam, whatever they fulfilled. Ya Allah, and all the duas that they made, accept them. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our time, barakat in our lives, barakat in every bounty that you bless us with. Don't snatch away the bounties, my beloved Allah, because of our sins. Ya Allah, throughout the world, mankind is suffering because of disobedience. Especially the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, my beloved Allah. Give each and every one hidayat. Give each and every one hidayat. Ya Allah, put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Put the love of good deeds into our hearts. The sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhu majma'in, the tabi'in, the tabi'a tabi'in, the awliya. Ya Allah, they make ibadat, they make zikr, they make tilawat. They are obedient to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And still they shed tears that we haven't been able to do justice. But my beloved Allah, we namak haram. Ya Allah, we commit sins upon sins and we brag about our sins. We advertise our sins, we laugh over our sins, we propagate our sins. Ya Allah, we drag others also. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, how much of sacrifices he made for the sake of this ummah. How much of his blood was shed. How much of his blood oozed in Taif, in Uhud, and in other places. Ya Allah, when he goes down in sajda in the Haram Sharif, intestines of animals thrown on his back. That bataaf in which we make tawaf with such ease and comfort, my beloved Allah. My beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was beaten up. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu was beaten up until they fall down unconscious. My beloved Allah, taken out of his city, Makkah Mukarrama, has to make hijrat to Madina Tayyiba. Battles upon battles are being waged. My beloved Allah, he stands whole night in prayer begging for the ummah. How much he begs for the ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wada, how much he begged for the ummah. My beloved Allah, we have shown no appreciation for those sacrifices. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed that ummah for whom so much of your blood was shed, so much you cried, the ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, rave clubs, porn sites on the internet, and all kinds of haram activities, how much of pain and injury it must be causing to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the courage to throw out of our lives and our homes everything that is haram and forbidden. Ya Allah, bless us all with peace, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Bless us with your qurb, with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with trust and tawakkul in you. Give us such a bond with you, my beloved Allah. Give us such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships and problems of mankind around the globe. Remove the conditions of famine, of drought, of AIDS and all kinds of sicknesses and problems that the ummah is suffering. Ya Allah, that mankind is suffering. Let the winds of hidayah blow throughout the continents. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, those who have become stubborn, arrogant, they have made up their minds they will continue with persecution and torture of the ummah. They will continue throwing their missiles and their bombs, and they will continue destroying their homes and their life and their properties. Then, my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Send floodwaters against them. Ya Allah, make them taste restlessness as they have made the ummah taste restlessness. My beloved Allah, cause their planes to crash, their ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, give victory to the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, assist and help the ummah. Assist and help the ummah. Mere Allah, bahut zaleel ho chuke, bahut zaleel ho chuke. Far too much of embarrassment, shame and disgrace we have suffered already. Oh my Allah, change the conditions. We have failed, my beloved Allah. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. The ummah makes tawbah and breaks its tawbah. Lekin mere Allah, we break our tawbah. But you are ghafoorul raheem. You are ghafoorul raheem. Have mercy upon us. Mere Allah, change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity. Bless everyone with happiness, with contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh my beloved Allah, there is hardly a home today in which there's no quarrels, arguments, disputes, fights. which have destroyed the happiness and peace of the homes. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, husbands and wives, Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Ya Allah, bless the Ummat with unity. Oh my beloved Allah. Ha, mere Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. It is not difficult for you to change the condition of our hearts. Change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Tu mera to sab mera. Falak mera sabhi mera. By Allah, if you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Our children will not be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Our homes will not give us comfort. There will be nothing but restlessness in our lives. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to become yours. Ya Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. Mere pyare maula, hamara ban ja, hame apna bana le. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. We have to die one day. We have to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, daily we are getting news of young, fit, healthy people leaving the world suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. No time for preparation of death. Ya Allah, no time to make a will. No time to sort out the affairs. Suddenly the angel of death takes the person away. Ya Allah, our life which is gone is gone. We don't know what amount of life remains. Whatever life remains, keep us steadfast on Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. Don't let the angel of death, my Allah, visit us in a casino, disco, cinema, theater, adultery, fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands, in cinemas or any kind of haram places. Ha, my Allah, the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in what places they are dying. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Madina Tayyiba mein Roza-e Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke samane. Vida salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas, but especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 companions. Each and every one of them a shining star. Each and every one of them, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, a shining star. Whichever one you follow, you will get guidance. Ya Allah, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Ha, when they called out the labbaik, what a labbaik that must have been. Ya Allah, when they were in Mina, and especially in Arafat, 124,000 plus minus of them. Ya Allah, when they called out Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika laka. The angels will never witness a gathering of that nature again. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on that occasion, how much of du'as he made for us. Ya Allah, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے حجرِ اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, رکنِ یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا, and the duas that he made under the mizab-e rahmat and in the hatim and at the multazam, how much he teared, and the duas that he made behind the muqam-e ibrahim and after drinking zamzam and on safa and marwa and in mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom, sinless Nabi, how much he cried for the Ummah. And the du'as that he made, it was dalefa. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Our parents with that goodness, wives and children with that goodness, the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal, that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and akhirat. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah accept our du'as. You are well aware of the wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every one who have raised their hands this part of the night. Ya Allah, whosoever has raised up his or her begging bowl, you are well aware of the desires that they have in their hearts. Whichever desire and wish is in accordance with Sharia, Ya Allah, jo bhi unki nek murade hai, fulfill those wishes and those desires. You are well aware of their difficulties, their hardships and their problems. Ya Allah, whatever the difficulty is, Ya Allah, remove their difficulties, hardships and problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Protect Masjid Aqsa. Protect our Masajid, Madaris, Khanqas, and all Dini institutions. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله